We're interrupting regular programming with an update on the mass shooting at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island.
We are following another deadly mass shooting, this one in Australia, where police say two gunmen opened fire on Sydney's famous Bondi Beach, killing at least 11 people. One of the suspects also is dead. Another is in custody.
He's back.
He's back! You can't keep getting away with this! He can't keep getting away with it!
He won't.
This after two American soldiers and one civilian interpreter are dead after an ambush in Syria. Three U.S. service members were wounded in the attack. U.S. Central Command confirming the shooter was a lone ISIS gunman. The attack on U.S. troops is the first deadly attack since the fall of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad a year ago. We will continue to track this story as it develops.
But this idea that, I mean, if you can't be safe in the Macy's in Manhattan and you can't be safe on a college campus, it really shows you how much importance it is for Americans to protect themselves, to be vigilant in just the times we're living in.
Yeah, and you are quite frankly never safe anywhere this day and age. I was just in Providence, Rhode Island a week ago, and it is a very safe place, and I've been, I grew up in New England, so Providence, Rhode Island, this sort of stuff doesn't happen there, but that's the problem. It's the new norm.
The United States of America has failed us. Our government has failed us. Gun violence is running rampant in our nation, and tonight's mass shooting in Providence, Rhode Island at Brown University is just another example. We've had more mass shootings than days in the year, consistently, year over year. I spoke to the National Gun Violence Vigil this week where I told them about how this country has normalized a culture of gun violence and how as a reporter, I will never normalize that culture. I remember in the seventh grade when we had an active shooter threat on campus, and for 4 hours, me and my friends armed ourselves with scissors in case an attacker came to our classroom. We boarded up the windows and built up study cubby forts. Back then, I prayed. I prayed that no other seventh grader, no other student would have to do that. Over 10 years later, here we are. Two dead, eight others in critical condition at Brown University. Students studying for their final exams. What are we doing? And why the hell would we ever normalize it? This should not be normal. Not in our country, not in any country. And that's all I have to say tonight.
This is a targeted attack on Jewish Australians on the first day of Hanukkah, which should be a day of joy, a celebration of faith. An act of evil anti-Semitism, terrorism, that has struck the heart of our nation.
Israeli officials say they warned their Australian counterparts about the possibility of an attack against the country's Jewish community. Jackie?
Trey, thank you. And what's the latest update on the ambush on U.S. service members in Syria?
Yesterday, according to U.S. Central Command, two U.S. soldiers and one civilian were killed, three others wounded, when a lone ISIS gunman ambushed an anti-ISIS patrol near the city of Palmyra. All of this taking place as American forces remain on the ground in Syria to assist with the anti-ISIS coalition. This attack was condemned by Syria's new government and President Ahmed al-Sharaa and the country's interior minister. President Trump, when he was leaving to Marine One yesterday, said that the United States mourns the loss of these American service members, and he went on to say that there will be retaliation following this shooting in southern Syria.
Which should be a day of joy, a celebration of faith. An act of evil anti-Semitism, terrorism, that has struck the heart of our nation.
Our heart bleeds for Australia's Jewish community tonight. I can only imagine the pain that they're feeling right now to see their loved ones killed as they celebrate this ancient holiday. It's the responsibility of all Australians to wrap their arms around Australia's Jewish community and help them get through this incredibly difficult period.
Israel's president praying for the victims.
Our heart goes out to them. Our heart misses a beat. The entire nation of Israel misses a beat in this very moment as we pray for the recovery of the wounded. We pray for them and we pray for those who've lost their lives.
Terrorism threat level of probable means there's a 50% chance. So one in two, of course,
That doesn't mean to say there's a connection to an immediate attack following this one. That is subject to our ongoing investigation. We have no indications that that is the concern at this stage.
In this moment of darkness, we must be each other's light. Hold on to the true character of the country that we love. Australia is stronger than the cowards who attacked innocent people today. Australia is braver than those who seek to make us afraid. Australia will never submit to division, violence, or hatred.
A call for unity in the face of horror.
Vice President Vance called the shooting terrible news, and President Trump spoke to reporters.
Well, I've been fully briefed on the Brown University situation, what a terrible thing it is. And all we can do right now is pray for the victims and for those that were very badly hurt, it looks like. And we'll inform you later as to what's happening, but it's a shame. It's a shame. Just pray. Thank you very much.
And tell us, you know, we can't imagine being in this type of scenario that you were in. How are you emotionally? What went through your mind when you saw that text, when you spent hours barricaded hoping to remain safe?
I mean, I think it's everyone's worst fear that never seems like it will actually happen. It was incredibly surreal to be part of that experience. And I think initially we were all in complete disbelief. And even here, I think everyone doesn't really know what to do with themselves right now. And it's just been really scary to know that two of my teammates left the study room that the shooting occurred in 5 minutes early to go to dinner, and they saved their lives were saved because of that. And I think it's just really telling that this is something that's so scary for all of us, and it's a repeating pattern that has to be addressed with inflation.
And Talia, you know, you worked here at Channel 5. You were an intern, and we this is the business that we're in, and they're horrific stories day in and day out. This is real life for you right now, and I'm so sorry for you, and I'm glad you're safe, and I'm glad you're okay. And yeah. it's just devastating that this is why we're talking tonight on a Saturday night at 10:40 at night.
I'm so lucky to be safe, and I'm so grateful that my family, which lives nearby, is also safe.
That's everything, my dear. That's everything. Talia, we appreciate you, and we're glad you're okay, and we're so sorry for what happened at the place that you call home.